With us joining us today is Massimo, who is president of FILIF, which is a Federation of Italian Migrant Workers and Their Families. Massimo also runs a bilingual show on 3CR, actually, called Radio FILIF every Wednesday, 6:30 till 7:30 p.m. And this gives an important voice to radical and alternative views from the Italian community, both locally in Italy and internationally. So we're mainly today going to be talking about the inspiring action by Italy's union movement in support of the Global Sunwood Flotilla. So welcome to the studio, Massimo.
Hello.
Hello. Morning. Are you able to just tell us briefly about FILIF?
Surely. So FILIF is the Federation of Italian Migrant Workers and Their Families. It was established in the 70s all over the world for the Italian diaspora and had historical ties with the Italian Communist Party and the biggest union, the CGL. In Melbourne specifically, he died out in the 90s and there was not FILIF here. And then a few years ago, with some old comrades and some of the newer Italians, we decided to get it back up. And we are mainly a community group. We organize in the Italian diaspora, different generations of Italians, and we try to bring a critical political voice in the Italian community, which has gone a bit quiet and a bit institutionalized. Mm. And we have a radio show where we try to explain a little bit what's going on in Italy with some links to what's happening here. It's in Italian and English, so try to bridge the different generations.
Yeah, so Massimo, this is Jacob here, one of the other co-presenters. I want to kind of ask about, you know, for especially for our listeners that missed this kind of really historical kind of event, can you tell us about the general strike that happened in Italy on the 27th of September? You mentioned kind of one of the large Confederate unions joined the general strike.
Yeah, so the biggest union actually didn't join the first general strike, but they endorsed the one that is going to happen tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow for Italy, so yeah, it's going to be Friday there. on the day of the general strike, something historical happened. The strike was called by the USB, which is a base union. It's a grassroots rank and file run union, and backed by Potere al Popolo, which is a smaller party on the left that it's growing. And the strike was in response to the inactivity and the complicity of the Italian government with the genocide. It was pushed mainly by at least at the beginning, by the dock workers in Genova, which they've been blocking weapon shipments for years prior to the general strike, so this is not new for them. But they were really able to create an emotional connection with the Sunwood Flotilla. There was a lot of work that happened before the strike to really get the people around this mission. And on the general strike was historical in the sense that workers and students united really shut down the country. So the way that it was run was amazing in the sense that there was a lot of independence that was given to each action all over the country, but there was one simple message and one simple goal, which was to block everything. So just get together and actually try and stop the economy of the genocide. Mm-hmm. And it was historical in the sense because the country was shut down for 24 hours, effectively.
Yeah, wow, that's just so inspiring to hear. Was it tens of thousands that were involved in the different strikes?
Well, there's different numbers, but we go from 500,000 to 800,000.
Wow, that's just incredible. Yeah. And just for, because I wasn't aware of this actually, Massimo, until you told me yesterday, and it was very useful information to know. But if you're just able to sort of explain how unions work in Italy, because it's a little bit different to Australia, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. So here we got trade unions, so in a sense that perhaps the unions here are more linked to your profession, and we got so many different unions. And in Italy, it's different in the sense that unions are more political. So depends on your political affiliation, not party affiliation, just like, you know, if you're on the left or more on the center, you have a union. And the main difference in the unions in Italy, it's that we got the what we call the big three, historical confederated unions. CGL, CISL, and WIL, and CGL always been the biggest one. And then we got what we call like base unions. So these are unions that are run from the bottom. It's not like a more of like a hierarchy of like more of a bureaucratic trade union, the ones that maybe we have here. And they grassroots rank and file led. The unions that 90% of the cases organizes also migrant workers or undocumented workers. And the main difference is the fact that these unions don't have the same structure. And until the general strike, the power balance we thought was all on the big Confederate side in terms of numbers. But this general strike, this latest general strike showed us that this grassroots rank and file union actually grew a lot. And they were able also to organize outside workplaces in the sense that they've been calling a strike that then has been followed by students, by the civil society. So I think it was historical in the sense too, because now the big confederated unions had to go and speak with the rank and file grassroots ones. Mm-hmm. And in the case of the new general strike that is going to happen tomorrow, the CGL, which is the biggest union, actually went to the USB after the strike and they were like, okay, we need to talk. And they announced that they made what is historical from an industrial point of view and an historical agreement. And they endorsed this next strike together.
Yeah, wow, that's just incredible. And is the plan to also basically shut the country down again tomorrow? Is that what's happening?
Yes, absolutely. Awesome. The message still very simple, and it's blockiamo tutto, block everything. But what's interesting as well, I didn't mention it, it's that from the general strike, so that happened on the Monday, and until tomorrow, which is the next general strike, so a couple of weeks in between, it was called what it's called, sort of like a state of permanent mobilizing. So high schools and universities started getting occupied. Workplaces were like on strike. The ports were permanently blocked and still are. There were spontaneous rallies and actions. They called what is 100 squares for Gaza. So they established a permanent blockade and occupation of like one square in 100 cities. And that was going to be it's effectively the coordinating center for all the actions in every city. And the squares were symbolically renamed Square Gaza, Piazza Gaza. So yes, the general strike shut the country down, and tomorrow the plan is to do it again with even bigger numbers. But in between, the civil society, students and workers didn't stop the disruption.
Yeah, so Massimo, I kind of want to ask, the next kind of question I want to ask is going a bit on, I guess, some of the background to politics in Italy, because probably one of the things that has kind of shocked people internationally has been, you know, the fact that this has been one of the few kind of examples of a general strike for in a Western country, like workers actually taking very direct action in solidarity with Palestine. And it's actually something, obviously, that we would like to see everywhere. I mean, not just in Italy. We would obviously love to see a similar kind of action happening in Australia, the United States, and Britain, and so on. But of course, one of the things that sort of shocked people is obviously the fact that, you know, the Italian government is the furthest thing from being a left-wing government. In fact, it's quite a right-wing government, even described as, I guess, far right. I guess I want to kind of hear your comments a bit on some of the background of politics in Italy leading up to to these strikes.
Yeah, you made a good point in the sense that Italy has a fascist government. Let's say, and I think for many years we saw that was a sign of the Italian people sort of resigning to this new politics and not having really like a say, and we saw that there was. We lost a bit of a grip when it comes to mobilizing. And we were very, very dark when this government was elected. But what happened through the years is that, once again, where the far right rises, resistance rises. And I think, if anything, this government really made it possible to people to reactivate, for students to start mobilizing again, to workers start going on strike again, and what was really great, I think, it's that people realizing that what's happening in Palestine, it's a consequence of the same forces that are behind people getting poorer and poorer in Italy, money not getting spent in infrastructure, because we sign up deals with the United States to invest the 5% of our GDP into weapons. So I think politically that we've been a bit asleep. and this new government, this rise of the far right, and this latest reiteration of the genocide in Palestine, I think we're all catalysts to get people around politics again, and to realize that they actually have a say. And this is the main thing as well. We too often think that no matter what we do, nothing is going to change, that not enough people are going to be around. But organizing showed us that you can shut down a country that is run by a fascist government after many, many years of very little mobilization. These numbers in the street, in Italy, were seen probably the last time in the early 2000s when we were protesting the invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq. I think organizing definitely it's the key, and organizing in a way that unites workers, students, civil society. This general strike wasn't something that happened because one night people were like, oh, we had enough. Yes, there was a little bit of that, but there was work behind.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Mr. Murray. It's just, it's been so lovely to speak with you, and it's such a, I feel like a sense of hope as well. Like, I think it's examples like this of just, yeah, in the face of a pretty, you know, pretty far right government context, and, you know, maybe, yeah, a long time being inactive, that, you know, people can rise up again and can come together and can, defend human rights and fight for what's important. So thank you so much for joining us. Did you have any final comments?
No, thanks for having me. And I think let's keep looking what's happening in Italy, and it's going to be interesting because, unfortunately, we saw what happened with the flotilla yesterday. But the mobilization doesn't stop. And I think, if anything, if there's one takeaway that I want to share with you all, it's what I mentioned before. organizing together, putting aside differences for a bigger goal in for one action or more action or a mobilization. It's important, and we need to work together, students, radical radios, community radios, workers, activists, civil society, because it can be done. So I think why not here too?
Why not? Yeah, thank you so much, Massimo. Have a fabulous day. And did you want to just plug your radio show as well? Because I might have to have a listen now.
Radio Phyllis on 3CR, 6:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. every Wednesday. Even if you don't speak Italian, you can tune in because you'll have a good understanding of what we're discussing. If you can make it on Wednesday, we are also on the website, 3cr.org.au, I think.
Yeah,
thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thanks again, Massimo.